On today's Kids Corner, Liz is literally running for his life.
Liz, get back to the bus.
Run, Liz, run for your life.
What is it?
Run away.
Run for your life.
I'm getting out of here.
What?
Oh, don't step on me. No.
Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
One strange lizard.
Liz and his class are getting ready for a field trip to Bronco Bucky's Dude Ranch. As you can probably hear, they're pretty excited.
Yee-haw! This is going to be the best field trip we've ever gone on.
You are way too excited, Maury.
I was watching cowboy movies all weekend. I saw them rope calves, break colts, shoe horses. No. Today I get to see it all for real.
Yeah, well, most of the stuff I get to see on Granny's farm anyway. But maybe I can show all of you a thing or two.
Okay, everyone. Settle down for a moment. I want to make some announcements.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Before we get on the bus, I need to go over some of our field trip ground rules. First of all, each of you needs to find a partner.
What?
Now, having a partner will make sure that nobody gets left behind anywhere.
Hey, Liz, want to be my partner?
Sorry, Maury. Spike and I are usually partners on these trips. Where is Spike, anyway?
Okay.
Secondly, I will not tolerate anyone being rude to our host, Bronco Bucky. He goes to a lot of trouble to make these field trips pleasant, and I want you to show him the proper respect.
Yes, Miss Waddle.
Lastly, I want you to show each other the proper respect.
Yes, Miss Waddle.
Okay, get your partner and get on the bus.
Hey, Lucille!
Oh, hey, Liz, what's up?
Hey, have you seen Spike anywhere? He's supposed to be my partner.
Oh, I heard he was sick today.
What?
Something about drinking a whole case of soda last night.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I guess you'll have to be partners with someone else today.
Somebody else? Like who?
Liz. Oh, Liz.
Yes?
Maury is still looking for someone to be his partner.
Oh, no.
So Liz got Maury for his partner on the field trip.
Hey, do you think they'll let me rope a calf?
Well,
maybe I can even ride a bull.
Oh, brother.
Lucille was partnered up with Cammy.
This should be highly educational. I've spent very little time in the ranch environment.
Liz and I hang out at Granny Gecko's all the time. She's got all kinds of animals for us to play around with.
So you ride horses all the time?
Well, not all the time, but yeah, we ride horses a lot.
I'm better at it than Lucille is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're not better just because you ride a bigger horse.
Says you.
He rides Desperado. That's Granny's biggest horse.
Oh, yeah, because I am the master horse lizard.
Mm-hmm. So if I have any questions about the equestrian field, I should speak to you?
Who said anything about equestrian, Cammy? I'm talking about horses. You two are weird.
Isn't it tiring to be friends with Liz sometimes?
Sometimes, but he's okay. Even if he doesn't know that equestrian refers to horses, he knows a lot of other stuff.
Like what?
Well, you may not know it, but he knows a lot about the Bible.
I know. I've heard you both talk about the Bible before.
Yeah, we've been in Grandpa and Ollie's church school class for a long time.
Even after a week of regular school, you two go to church school besides?
Yeah. You should come with sometime.
Well, it might be educational to learn more about the Bible. Tell me, what do you do at this church school?
Finally, Miss Waddle's class arrived at Bronco Bucky's Dude Ranch.
All right, partners, gather around here. Well now, y'all look like a right fine bunch of ranchers. Y'all ready to have a great day?
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, I'm so excited.
What about you, little fella?
Me?
You bet you. You didn't say anything when I asked you if you were all ready to have a great day.
Well, yeah. I'm looking forward to showing the others a thing or two.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. A friend of mine owns a farm. I've done lots of this stuff already.
Whoa, excuse me, partner. I didn't realize you were so experienced.
Oh, that's okay.
Maybe you can help me out with some of the demonstrations later.
Oh.
Maybe show me how it's done.
Oh, well, maybe I will.
All right. Usually I have to convince someone to be my junior rancher, and We sure are lucky to have someone here today with so much experience. What's your name?
Liz.
Well, Liz, today, your name is Cowboy Liz.
Gotcha. Oh,
wow, Liz, that's so cool. Let me know if I can help.
Yeah, whatever you say, Maury.
Now, why don't you all follow me and Cowboy Liz to the barn, where we'll show you a few things. You can see the horses, and we'll even learn how to saddle them up. Then we'll hunker down for some chow and...
Excuse me?
Eat some lunch. Then, this afternoon, we'll have a roping demonstration followed up by a trail ride.
Yeah!
Oh, wow.
Did you hear that, Liz? I mean, Cowboy Liz, we're going on a trail ride.
Maury, if you're going to be so excited, could you stand over there?
Where?
Like, the other side of the ranch.
Oh, Cowboy Liz, you're so funny.
Oh, Maury, you're so annoying.
Liz was being really cruel to Maury. And it didn't get any better when they got to the barn for the demonstration.
Liz, do you really know how to do all this stuff?
Sure, Maury. I've done this 100 times.
Wow.
I've probably done it more times than Bronco Bucky has.
Whoa.
Liz, remember what I said about being respectful.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Can everybody see?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, good. I want to introduce you to my friend Paradiso.
Wow, that's just a horse.
Paradiso is a quarter horse. He's also one of my best friends in the whole world. Me and him been all over together.
How do you control such a big horse?
Well, that's a good question, partner. Anybody know the answer?
I know.
We know you know. That's why you're my junior rancher.
Well,
let's give one of these other kids a chance, okay? Anybody?
I know.
Go ahead, little sister. Tell the class.
You use a bridle to control Paradiso.
That's right. I use this here bridle.
How does that little harness control such a big horse?
You know that one, little sister?
I know.
The metal piece is called a bit. And the bit goes in the horse's mouth, and you can control him by tugging on it different ways.
I don't know, Cowboy Liz. We may have to replace you with this here girl.
That'd be good.
I knew all that stuff. You just wouldn't let me answer.
Whoa, easy there, partner. No need to get snippy.
Lucille helps out at our friend's farm, too. That's why she knows this stuff.
Wow. Does Lucille know more than you do, Liz?
No.
What's wrong with you, Liz? Why are you acting so snobby?
Maury is driving me nuts.
Oh, come on. He's just excited to be here.
Whatever.
He doesn't get to do this stuff all the time like we do.
Yeah, and I never asked to be a stupid junior rancher. And now he won't even let me answer the questions I know the answers to.
Is something wrong, Liz?
No, Miss Waddle.
Then I'd appreciate it if you would show Bronco Bucky the respect he deserves, or you'll be spending the afternoon in the bus while the rest of the class goes on the trail ride.
Fine.
It's summertime. What's your favorite thing to do in the summer? Hike a trail in the woods? Go swimming at the beach? Or enjoy a long bike ride? Check out Kids Corner's Summer Praise Scavenger Hunt for the whole family. It'll delight all the senses and get you out exploring the beauty of God's creation. As you explore each activity, read Psalm 23 and remember that God is always caring for us. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page to find the Summer Praise Scavenger Hunt. Together, as a family, look out your window or go for a nature hunt outside. It's all for free. From Kids Corner.
Lunch at Bronco Bucky's Dude Ranch was eaten around the chuck wagon.
Oh, this is the greatest, Liz. I hope they let me ride a bull. I hope they let me rope a calf. I hope they let me brand something.
Oh, man.
Meanwhile, Lucille and Cammy were having a very different type of conversation.
So, what kind of things do you talk about in your church school?
Well, it's really funny you should ask that today.
It is? Why?
Well, just the past week we were talking about the same thing that Bronco Bucky is teaching us today.
You talked about working on a ranch?
Well, no, not exactly that, but we did talk about controlling a horse.
That's how you knew about the bridle and the bit.
Exactly.
And you talked about this at church? I don't understand. I thought you only talked about things from your Bible.
Well, it was from the Bible. We read these verses in the book of James that talked about controlling your tongue, and then...
Excuse me? Mm-hmm. I thought you were talking about controlling a horse.
Oh, okay. Let me just tell you the verse and kind of how it went, and then maybe you'll understand.
All right, go ahead.
It was from James chapter 3, verses 3 through 5, and it went kind of like this. We put a bit in the mouth of a horse to make it obey us, but we could also control the whole animal with it.
Oh.
And how about ships? They're very, very big, mm-hmm. but they're driven by strong winds, and they're
That's
steered
right.
by a very small rudder. And it kind of makes them go where the captain wants them to go.
Oh.
In the same way, our tongue mm-hmm. is a small part of our body,
right.
and it brags a lot.
Yeah.
Think about how a small spark can set a big forest on fire.
I see. That's very insightful.
I know. It really makes you think, doesn't it?
So you talked about these verses and what they mean.
Yep, and then Grandpa and Ollie showed us the bridle and explained how it fit the horse's head and how it works.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, he also showed us this model of a boat so we could see how small the rudder was, even though it steers the whole big ship.
And the tongue is a small part of the body, but it can cause a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah. Like when you brag a lot, or when you put other people down, or...
But what if we do know more than others?
Maybe we should just be satisfied that we know more and not have to mention it all the time.
Interesting thought.
Miss Waddle's class walked off their lunches on the way to the roping pen.
I'm kind of nervous. I mean, don't we need to wait an hour after we eat or something?
What?
Won't we get the bends?
Maury, you don't know what you're talking about.
All right, little wranglers. I'm going to show you how to rope a calf. For this, I'm going to need the help of my junior rancher. Come on out here, Cowboy Liz.
Me? Do I have to?
Not if you don't want to.
Okay, good.
I'm sure I can find another volunteer.
Oh, me, pick me, hello.
Hey, how about this little partner? What's your name?
Oh, you can call me, Maury, or Cowboy Maury if you want to.
Oh, brother.
All right, Cowboy Maury it is.
Yeah.
All right, now, Cowboy Maury, do you know what this is?
Yes, it's a rope.
Well, yes and no. Huh? It's made of a rope.
Okay.
But this is called lasso.
Oh.
It's what we use to rope calves and even bigger animals.
Oh, yeah.
Now, go and stand over there a few feet.
Okay. Is this okay?
Yeah, that's good. Now, what we do with this here lasso is wing it around like such. And then we let her go.
Oh, you got me.
Step out of there, Cowboy Maury. I'm going to try something a little tougher.
All right.
I'm going to try and lasso Cowboy Maury while he's running.
Oh, this is so cool. Here I go. Oh, he got me again.
You weren't running very fast.
Maybe Cowboy Maury wants to try and lasso me.
Sure, I'll give it a try.
I bet he can't do it.
Well, maybe not, little fella. At least he's willing to give it a try.
I still say he can't do it.
All right, Cowboy Maury, let's show all these look-a-loos how this is done.
Sure thing, Bronco Bucky.
All right, for this first one, I'll stand still. You toss that there lasso over my hat here.
Okay, here we go.
Good swing. Now, let her go.
Oh, look out, Miss Waddle.
Oh, my.
I told you so. Maury couldn't hit the broadside of a barn with a bazooka.
Now, maybe we should let him try again.
That's a good idea, ma'am.
Yeah, I'll get him this time.
Yeah, right. Liz, I think we all know how this is gonna go.
All right, now, give that lasso a swing.
Okay.
And when you're ready, let her go.
I told you. I can do better than that in my sleep. Boy, you stink at this. That's the worst lasso throwing I have ever seen.
That's it. Liz, gather your things and come with me.
What? What did I do?
Miss Waddle brought Liz back to the bus.
Now, I want you to stay in here and think about what you've done.
What have I done? Everybody was laughing at Maury.
Everybody may have laughed.
Yeah.
But you went out of your way to humiliate him.
Well,
you made him feel like he was an inch tall.
Miss Waddle, you saw the way he threw that lasso. He even hit you with it.
That was an accident.
Well, but...
So was hitting the cat.
I could have done it.
Liz, you have to understand that because you can do something doesn't mean others who can't are to be laughed at.
Well,
you need to learn to control your tongue.
No.
Now you have the rest of the afternoon to think about it.
What? I don't get to go on the trail ride?
I said before we left that if anyone acted up, they'd have to sit in the bus.
But Miss Waddle...
You acted up. Now you have to pay the price.
I'm sorry, Miss Waddle. I won't do it again.
The ones you should be apologizing to are Maury and Bronco Bucky.
Okay.
You'll get the chance to apologize after the trail ride.
All right.
But until then, you are staying right here.
Oh.
Do you love a good Jesus story? This month, Kids Corner has a great way to learn and share the story of Jesus with the Life of Jesus coloring book. Color pictures from the parables of the good neighbor and the lost son, and from Jesus feeding the 5,000 or healing a young girl. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page button to download the Life of Jesus coloring book. Then check out all our activities, crafts, songs, and ebooks available from your friends at Kids Corner.
Build up your faith each week with the Kids Corner Devotions, now available at kidscorner.net.
Welcome to Kids Corner Devotions.
Read or listen each week and share the devotions as a family with a Bible message, readings, and prayer.
Wherever you go, I will watch over you.
Included each week is a Casey's Day comic, illustrating the theme of the week through the eyes of three Christian kids. You can download the audio and listen along with hosts Dexter.
I'm Dexter.
And Marilisa.
I'm Marilisa.
Learn more about the Bible, memorize a new verse, and pray for the week ahead.
Will you pray with me?
Hey, Mom and Dad, there's a parent blog for you too, so you can build on what your kids are learning each week.
Use my gifts. Go with my blessing.
So check out the Kids Corner Weekly Devotional, now available at kidscorner.net.
After the class left, Liz decided to go off on his own trail ride.
Forget this. I am not staying here.
He went to the barn to find himself a horse to ride.
I didn't come all this way to Bronco Bucky's Dude Ranch to not go horseback riding. Huh, this one ought to do. I'll just put the saddle on him. Okay, strap it up. Okay, let's see. Where's the bridle? Ah, there we go. Oh, come on. I know how you feel, but I have to put the bridle on you. Come on, buddy. Do me a favor, please. Oh, thanks. Okay, put the bit in your mouth. This goes behind your ears. There you go. That wasn't so hard, was it?
Liz climbed on and rode the horse out onto the trail.
Yee-haw! This is great! This is awesome. Oh, this is the life, eh? So, what's your name, buddy? Well, maybe I'll just call you that. Buddy, is that all right with you? Good. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I am the best rider in my class. In fact, I'm probably the best rider in my school. I may, as a matter of fact, be the best rider in all of Tyrene. What do you think of that? Yahoo! Hi-ho, buddy! Away!
Liz and Buddy galloped down the trail until suddenly Buddy stopped and Liz went flying over his head, landing in a heap.
Ow! Oh, ow. Buddy! Buddy, come back! You dropped your bridle. Oh.
What's that?
I may be the best rider in all of Tyrene. I am the master horse lizard. Maury, if you're gonna be so excited, can you go stand over there? Like, on the other side of the ranch? Oh, Maury, you're so annoying. Maury couldn't hit the broadside of a barn with a bazooka. You stink at this, Maury. That's the worst lasso throwing I've ever seen.
Liz, get back to the bus.
Run, Liz, run for your life.
What? What is it?
It's Tongzilla.
Tongzilla? What's that?
It's a runaway tongue. It's destroying everything.
And it keeps getting bigger.
What are we gonna do?
Run away.
Run!
following me. What did I do? Oh, is this because I was mean to Maury? Or because I was rude to Bronco Bucky? What? Oh, don't step on me. No!
I think you were having a nightmare.
Oh, I guess you could call it a daymare.
Are you guys all done with the trail ride?
Oh, yeah, it was great, Liz. We rode all through the woods.
Wait. The woods?
Yeah?
Did you see Tongzilla?
Tongue what?
Tongzilla. A giant tongue was chasing me because I... I guess it was all in my dream.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I don't know what you had for lunch, Liz, but it sure did make you weird.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, do you know where Maury is?
Well, he's outside getting his junior rancher badge from Bronco Bucky.
After Bronco Bucky awarded Maury, Liz thought it was time to say a few words.
I'd like to thank you for being such a good junior rancher, Maury.
Don't thank me. This is the most fun I've ever had at school.
For doing such a good job, I'd like to give you this here junior rancher badge.
Wow, this is awesome. I wear it every day. Thank you, Bronco Bucky.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look here. It's our other junior rancher.
Oh, hi, Liz.
Sorry, partner. There's only one badge per group, and this here cowpoke already got it.
Oh, I know. That's cool. He deserved it more than me anyway.
Yeah, well, really?
Really. I just came over here to tell you guys I'm sorry. I shouldn't have treated you the way I did.
Sounds like Cowboy Liz had a change of heart.
Yeah, I did.
Well, thanks, Liz.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for that. It takes a big cowboy to say you're sorry.
Yeah, well, I...
Cowboy Moore, why don't you go head up into the bus there? I'm going to talk to your friend here.
Okay. Hey, thanks again, Bronco Bucky.
So, what did you want to talk to me about, Bronco Bucky?
Well, first of all, I want to say that it's too bad you didn't get a chance to come on that trail ride with us. We had a pretty fun time.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I want to tell you that you and I have a couple of friends in common.
Really? Who?
Granny Gecko sold me a couple of her horses not too long ago.
What?
Yep, and Grandpa Noli's been a friend, well, longer than I can remember.
Oh, wow. You know Granny Gecko and Grandpa Noli?
I surely do.
Wow.
I've known them since before I was Bronco Bucky.
Whoa.
Back when I was a greenhorn named Myron Pankus.
Myron Pankus?
Well, that's my given name.
I'd give it back.
Yeah, well, you can see why I go by Bronco Bucky.
Yeah.
Anyway, Granny Gecko and Grandpa Noli told me that your class was going to be coming to the ranch today. They told me all about you.
They did?
Yep. Oh. And I have to tell you, I was mighty disappointed with what I saw.
I wasn't very impressive today, was I?
Well, I heard your friend Lucille talking at lunch about the lesson you learned in church school this week about controlling your tongue.
Oh, that's right. We did learn that this week. Well, that explains my dream.
I don't know what your dream was, Liz, but I do think you need to take that lesson to heart.
Yeah.
That tongue of yours can do more damage than a team of runaway horses.
I know that now.
Well, you know it now. Just don't forget it.
I won't, Bronco Bucky. Not anymore.
James sure knew what he was talking about when he said that the tongue is such a small part of the body, but has a big influence. Look at how Liz hurt Maury, not even using his fists, just using his words. And there are other ways that the tongue can cause trouble besides bragging. How many times has someone said something that hurt your feelings? Or how many times have you said something that hurt someone else's feelings, even if you didn't mean to? On the other hand, look at the way Lucille was able to talk to Cammie about Sunday school class because of the words she used. So it's important for us to use our tongues for good and to not use our tongues to destroy. Like James says, think about how a small spark can set a large forest on fire. Only you can prevent Tongzilla from getting loose.
Hey, you know what? That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That feels good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.